From the sports desk of the Lubbock Avalanche Journal and RedRaiders.com, here's your look at all things Texas Tech sports. Now, here's the Red Raider Podcast.
And hello, everyone. I'm Carlos Silva, the sports editor for the Lubbock Avalanche Journal here in Lubbock, Texas, bringing you another edition of the Red Raider Podcast. And for this one, we've got a special guest, Jackson Knotts, the long snapper, sophomore for the Texas Tech football team. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Fine, and you, man? Obviously, second year now with the team. First year, you are a freshman, the only one to start all games last year. I guess for you, when you got the call to be the starting long snapper, I guess what was that like? Just know that you were a true freshman, literally coming out of high school to kind of play a Division I college football.
Well, I mean, it's definitely taunting. You know, it's kind of scary. You know, some big guys out there, yeah, for sure. And But it's a really cool feeling. Like, you know, I've been working since high school, and a lot of hard work, and just finally you get to the level that you're striving for, and you get a chance. And I couldn't be more thankful for it. And I mean, it was scary, but at the same time, it was a really cool experience playing some big stadiums against some good teams. And I couldn't be more thankful for it. Like, it was awesome.
I was going to say, NRG Stadium, what was that like to walk into for you?
Oh, that was really cool. Because we got to go there, like, the day before the game. And just, like, I was looking around. I was like, man, the stadium's awesome. And then, you know, the next day you get there and it's packed out. And, you know, both sides are red. And it's really cool. When you run out, like, running out the tunnel was, like, the coolest experience ever for the very first time. And just like, I could see my parents in the stands. Yeah. And it was really cool. And I snapped all right that game, and that was the scariest part, because I've never snapped in a college game before. So
gotcha. So I guess for you, when you snap, is there a certain, I don't know what the term is, but I guess sequence that you have to kind of make sure that everything's the same and kind of right and tight, if you will? Or is there something that kind of keeps you, you know, like you said, to where nerves don't get to you?
Mm-hmm. It's kind of muscle memory now. A recent, like, I almost said swing thought. I've been playing a lot of golf. But a recent, like, snap thought, I guess, is, like, just, like, keeping your hands straight. Sometimes I move them, but just keep them straight down the line. I think about that a lot. But most of the time, it's just muscle memory, and you're thinking, like, long snappers who think a lot aren't good long snappers. So you're thinking, like, I want them to eat for dinner tonight or lunch. And just that's a good mindset, just to have fun out there pretty much.
So I know a lot of people don't necessarily look at the long snapper and kind of think unless something happens, mm-hmm, obviously. Mm-hmm. So how would you rate your performance your first year? Did you feel like you missed a snap, or maybe it was something that no one even noticed and it kind of worked out for you last year?
There's definitely some snaps that no one even noticed. And but they were, I mean, good snaps. But, like, to me, like, you know, I'm very judgmental myself.
Sure.
So I'm like, so there's bad snaps technically, and no one really noticed it. But this year I'm going to strive for a lot more accurate. My speed last year was pretty good. Mm-hmm. I kind of changed my snapping motion a little bit to where it's like a more efficient movement. Mm-hmm. And so this year, I'm hoping for an amazing year. I'm hoping for even better than last year.
So I know kickers talk about speed. So what, I guess, is the correct, or I don't know if correct's the right term, but I guess the right amount of speed you would like for the ball to get to holder, and then obviously the kick to happen after that for you?
So you're talking about field goals?
Yeah, just field goals, or even punting, just in terms of, like...
So on field goals, we go for, like, an operation, so snap to kick under 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And then same thing for punt, under 2 seconds, but, like, punt, you can actually time the snap.
Sure.
So the goal snap would be, a Division I snap technically is 0.73 and lower.
Sure.
So I'm going for, like, I'm trying to get in the sixes, but, you know, I fluctuate between, like, 7.0, 7.3. I just go back and forth, and, you know, that's the best part, is being consistent. Like, that's a huge part of snapping.
So obviously that's what you'll be doing as a sophomore going into this year, the 2022, pardon me, year. But I guess for you, just to kind of go back a little bit back to high school, I know we chatted about it before we got onto the recording, but you were a quarterback before, then all of a sudden you started the long snap, and then you obviously did some track as well. You did some javelin throwing and kind of all those things. So what causes someone to feel like, hey, let's be a long snapper? Or didn't, or was that just something that kind of worked out to where, hey, this didn't work out and the coach kind of put you there?
Yeah, so I was briefly a quarterback. Yeah. It was like going into my freshman year.
Yeah.
And I was a backup quarterback on JV. And, you know, I really, like, didn't know what I was looking at. Like, you know, because you need to know the defenses. I wasn't a great defender.
Yeah.
I, like, had never played wide receiver in my life. So my dad was like, let's just try this.
Sure.
Like, you can play the positions. He's like, try this, because this is, like, this is a thing you can do, and it can lead to something big, like it did. And so just like we worked on it, we got a trainer kind of who was a previous snapper at University of South Florida.
Yeah.
And he came in, he taught me really good technique. I started going to camp, started improving, and then I started to really love it. Started like working at it, and we would be sitting watching TV, and my dad would be like, "All right, punt right now," and we just go outside and have to snap one, and like that's what made me who I am pretty much today. And I couldn't be more thankful for like the times me and my dad like spent together snapping.
So certainly for that, a lot of, again, we talked about it before, a lot of people don't realize it, but it's a very, very important and vital part of, special teams. So I guess for you, just to know that you were providing that key cog, if you will, throughout that whole time, how much of a self-satisfaction is that for you, considering obviously you wanted to play quarterback, obviously everyone wants to play wide receiver or something else, but this is just in itself, a lot of people don't think about it, but a very, very important part of the football team too.
It is, but like the way we look at it, like me and Austin, we're just doing our job now. Yep. But my high school coach, his name was James Booth.
Yeah.
He was very appreciative of me, and I couldn't be more thankful for that. I know a lot of coaches who just, tell him to go snap, go away, don't bother us. But he was really appreciative, and then, Coach McGuire is super appreciative, tells me how much he loves me every day. And Coach Perry as well. But it's a really cool feeling that, fourth down, they need us.
Yeah.
And maybe they're not thinking that, but in my head they are.
Well, yeah.
So.
So I guess for you, obviously, Plant City, Florida, you go from there, and then you get to Texas Tech. I guess, who were you looking at, and I guess what kind of sold you on Texas Tech? And obviously, everything's kind of worked out for you.
Yeah, so really what sold me on Texas Tech was Austin. Mm-hmm. Austin, I had dinner with them the very first night I was here.
And Austin McNamara, for those who don't know.
Sorry. And as soon as I got here, he was, my best friend since the moment I got here. And he was awesome. And we had dinner, and we talked for hours and hours, and we had a lot of fun just that night. And I was like, I can't wait to come back.
Yeah.
And honestly, Lubbock really reminds me of my town in Plant City. Like, everyone's like, it's a great town. Mm-hmm. Everyone's super nice.
Yeah.
It's like a hardworking town, So that's what it's like, easy transition. Mm-hmm. It's the first time I ever moved in my life.
Sure.
I've lived in the same house my whole life.
Yeah.
The first time I moved was to Texas.
That's wild. So for you, just to kind of get that out of the way, what was that like too? Just to say I've lived somewhere else and now it's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it was really cool. It's weird that I can be I can't go see my mom right now. But, she calls me, four times a day. My dad calls me more than that.
Sure.
And then, of course, both of them were college athletes as well. Your dad is safety at Florida. So a lot of lineage there for you in terms of that. Of course. So I guess for you going into this year, I know you mentioned getting a little bit faster with your snaps. I guess what are some other personal goals you're looking for, and what are some of the team goals you all are looking to kind of get to as well this year?
Mm-hmm. So I would say I'm trying to be more accurate this year than last season. I think I was all right accuracy, but I'm trying to be great this year. Accurate wise, I'm trying to make some more tackles this year, being more big plays, at least force fumbles, or even make a play. My goal is really just to help Austin the best I can, give him best snap, best location, so he can do his job, because he's the best in the country. Mm-hmm. And then I'd say as a team, we're trying to, make a lot of big plays. Number five on the plan to win, it's create big plays, and that's what we're going to try to do. Also, number four is be special on special teams. Mm-hmm. So, me and Austin are just going to do our part. We're going to go down the field, force a lot of fumbles, force plays.
Yeah,
that's what we're going to try to do.
Gotcha. Once again, that's Jackson Knott, sophomore long snapper for the Texas Tech football team. This is Carlos Silva from the Lubbock Avalanche Journal. Appreciate y'all listening to another edition of the Red Raider podcast. We'll talk to you next week. You're welcome.